The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 32 and 33, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 27th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Prajopada upadramamalaksha lokovitikkaram satam Matancha Basilibasha Sangjahara Arjuna Jayam Tato Asadya Tarasa Darunam Gautami Sutam Bamandham Amarsata Mrakha Kusungrasanayajata Praja upadrava alaksha. This is the duty of the king, of the government, to see that the citizens are in peaceful condition. So, two Brahmastra weapons released, one by Aswatthama and by Arjuna, it created a havoc, catastrophe. And the people were suffering. So, this is the duty of the government to see that everyone is in peaceful condition. During Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, they were so happy that it is stated that there was not even scorching heat and pinching cold also. Neither people were in anxiety for their livelihood. This is government, to see that people are in good atmosphere, in everything. That is the first duty of the government. Of course, we have seen at the present moment also, in some of the European governments, they have got very good arrangement. In England, I have seen, although they have lost their empire, still people get free education, free medical treatment. And England does not produce practically anything except potatoes. The government imports so many eatables so that people may not suffer for want of food. So that is the way of good government from the time immemorial. According to Vedic system, the government has to look after about the ultimate goal of life also. Modern government, their ranks has to give material comfort, but formerly, the aim was to how to educate people for spiritual advancement of life. Therefore, the society was divided into four higher and lower divisions: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. You cannot make one class of men, that is not very good arrangement. There must be different departments according to capacity. You cannot engage a Shudra in a Brahman's position, neither you can engage a Brahmana in the Shudra's position. But every one of them should be cooperative. Not that everyone has got the same capacity. Combinedly, they should make progress. And that progress is jagga. Jagga. Jagga means how to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu's another name is Jagyapati, Jagyeshara. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated, Jagyartha karma natra lukayam karma bandha. People have to be trained up to work for jagga, jaggartha. If you do not act for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, jaggartha, jaggartha karma, otherwise karma bandhana, you become bound up or conditioned by your work. These things are there, and it is the duty of the government to see how things are going on. But it is simply now dream. People are also not interested what is the aim of life, what is the mission of this human form of life, neither there is guidance. There are so many upadrabas, that is Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means that people will be more and more unhappy. Prayena alpayayusa kalavasmin yugejana. The first thing is that the duration of life will decrease alpayusa. And Munda, all bad men, hardly will find any good man. Munda means bad and slow. Both the meanings can be Munda. Mandagati, they are not interested in progressive life. That is also manda. Mandamatayo. And they have got their own opinion. They do not follow the standard path. And it is confirmed by the so-called leaders. Jatamat tatapat, you can manufacture your own way of life. These are the situation of upadra. Manda mandamata, manda sumandamatayo, mandabhagya. And this Kali Yuga, everyone is unfortunate. Mandabhagya. Even in family, there is no family life. It is now increasing. They cannot live even peacefully in family. Family means husband, wife, children, father, mother. Generally, this is family. So in the family also there are enemies. This is prominent nowadays. The families, how in the family one become enemy? Chanaka Pandit has analyzed how in the family we can become enemies of one another. The Chanaka Pandit says, Reena Katra Pita Sutru. A father in debt to others is enemy. Reena Katra Pita Sutru. Because according to Manusangita, the son inherits the property of the father. That is everywhere. So Manusangita also makes responsible the sons for the father's debt. Nowadays my father is debtor. I am not responsible. But according to the Vedic laws, the son is responsible for the father's debt. Because he inherits the property, why he shall not inherit the debts of the father? According to Manusangita law, he is obliged to pay the debts of the father. We have seen one very practical example. Even 50 years ago, in Calcutta, there was a very big barrister. He was a political leader. He was Mr. C.R. Das. So his father died insolvent. His father was also a very respectable man, but later on, he became so much debtor that he died insolvent, declared. This Mr. C.R. Das, he did not get any property from the father, but by his practice as a barrister, he became very rich man. In those days, his monthly income was 50,000 rupees. So, he called all the creditors of his father and paid pi to pi that my father died in debt. Now I have got money, you can take it. So, this is the duty of the son. But if one is poor man, he cannot pay, so he becomes a subject matter of criticism. Under the circumstances, the father becomes the enemy. So therefore, the Chanakya Pandit's enunciation, Reena Katra Pita Sutru, Mata Sutru Dicharini. And if the mother, either she becomes prostitute or marries for the second time in the presence of elderly children, she is enemy. Reena Katra Pita Sutru, Mata Sutru Dicharini. And Chanakya Pandit had very bad experience with his wife. So he says, Rupavati Bhajya Shatru. If the wife is very beautiful, she is enemy. And Putra Shatru Apandita. And if the son is a rascal, no education, he is enemy. So these are the family enemies. So everything is there in the Vedic literature, instruction, how family should be maintained, how the aim of life should be fulfilled. Everything is guidance, is there. As I have repeatedly said, that Veda Purana, the aim of life being forgotten, Krishna Bhuliya, Anadi Bahirmukh Jeev Krishna Bhuli Gela, Chaitanya Chanda. Atayev Krishna Veda Purana Kavila. So the Vedas Puranas are there, the instructions are there, just like here is instruction. Matam cha Vasudevasya. Matam, the opinion should be taken from Vasudev, Krishna. That opinion is already there in the Bhagavad Gita. Vasudev personally giving instructions. But we neither take moral instruction, neither Vasudev's instruction, neither we have got any intelligence. This is Kali Yuga. Murha. Generally we are murha, especially in the Kali Yuga. Mandas manda matayo manda bhagya upadruta. Here it is said. Prajopar upadravam. So many upadravas. Actually, we are very much harassed on account of the time, place, circumstances, so on. It is a very hopeless condition. Therefore, Shastra has recommended that you chant Hare Krishna. It is a very hopeless condition. Harir Nama Iva Kevalam. Three times. When you speak three times anything, it means I am giving stress. You do this. It is like that. That in order to stop so many inconveniences of the present day life, Kali Yuga, Kali means quarrel, simply creating quarrel, misunderstand. This is Kali. So, Shastra has given us, Kali Yuga is very dangerous too. One cannot make his life's mission fulfilled. One is not very happy. There are so many obstacles in the peaceful way of life, even in the family, in the society, politically, nationally, internationally. So many difficulties. Everyone has got the experience. Therefore, the recommendation of the Shastra, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam. Kevalam. You cannot rectify all these difficulties because this is the age for all these difficulties. You must know it. We are trying to mitigate all these difficulties in different ways. But Shastra says that it is not possible only, it is possible only by chanting the Harir Nama, the holy name of the Lord. The holy name of the Lord is Krishna, Rama. Other names are there, but they are subordinate. Not subordinate, there is no question of superior, inferior in the holy name of the Lord. But we have to pick up the order of the Shastra, Tasmat Shastra Vidhanokta. As the Shastra gives regulative, we have to accept that. And if you do not accept that, Yasasa vidhimusidya vastati kamakuchara. If you do whimsically, then no siddhim svabhavnati. You cannot get any perfection of life, no sukham, neither you will be happy. So, it is the injunction of the Shastra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also inaugurated this Hare Krishna movement for the benefit of the whole world, and it is being accepted practically. So this is the only way to save us from all kinds of difficulties, upadra. Upadrata. Mandasa manda matayo manda bhagya hi upadrata. There will be upadra so many times. We should accept matanta vasudevasya. We should accept the instruction given by Vasudeva and the Shastra, Sadhu, Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. They speak the same thing. Guru means who speaks on the basis of Shastra. Otherwise he is not Guru. And Shastra means the opinion of the great authorities. That's like Vyasadeva, Parashar Muni, Narad Muni, modern acharyas. We do not neglect. We may differ from the philosophical point of view. Just like Buddha, Shankaracharya, Vaishnava, they do not accept the philosophy of Buddha or Shankaracharya. Buddha's philosophy, zero, sunnavadi, and Shankara's philosophy, nirvisheshvadi, impersonal. So, we defy this, nirvishesha sunnavadi. But we have got all respect for them. Don't think that we disrespect Kesavadhita Buddha Sarira, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. And Vaishnavas know Shankaracharya, Shankara, Sam Shankara, he is incarnation of Lord Shiva. And Lord Buddha is incarnation of Krishna. So, they come for particular purpose to benefit the whole world, but for, that is for the time being. That is not permanent. The permanent solution is matam ca vasudevasya. That is for matam ca vasudevasya. That is permanent. So, vasudevasya matam sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. This is Vasudeva. You simply surrender unto me. That is real. Everyone is surrendered. Even Shankaracharya says, Bhagavad Gita kinchido dhita. If you read little, a portion of Bhagavad Gita, your life will be successful. That is the recommendation given by Sabhagavan Sayam Krishna Vasudeva Devaki Vasudevasya Namnama Yajajmit Narayana Paraha Bhaktya. Actually, Nidvishesh Bhav is for this material world because it is mithya. They say Shankara is the same mithya. We, Vaishnava, we don't say mithya because Mitha it cannot be. If the absolute truth is truth, how mitha can come from the Param Satyam, Brahma Satya? If Brahma is truth, how Janmadasyajata, everything is born from Brahma, how something can be untruth? No, that is not. Truth is there, but when we misunderstand the truth or misuse the truth, then we are in trouble. That is Vaishnava philosophy. We have to find out what is the truth in everything. And that can be understood when you are advanced. Vasudeva sarvamiti sadvam khalidam brahma. Ready truth. Nothing can be mithya. Everything is truth. We have to find out the truth. So what is that truth? The truth is that isavasam idam sarvam. Everything is the God's creation. And Krishna, the Supreme Lord, God says, Bhoktaram Jagvatavasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor. But we do not understand that truth, that He is the proprietor. We are creating our proprietorship. That is untruth. That is untruth. That is mithya. Jagat mithya. Jagat is not mithya. But our behavior with the jagat or the world is mithya. Jagat is not mithya. How it can be mithya? Janmadasya jata, it is coming, emanating from the absolute truth. It is true. Therefore, we have to find out the truth. What is that truth? That is described by Srila Rupa Goswami. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshuvi parityaga phalgu vairaga kathat. If we give up everything as a mithya, prapanchik material, hari sambandhi vastuna, because everything is in connection with hari. His energy. So, do not reject things as jagat mithya. Do not reject. Prapanchi kata buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna. Do not reject. But utilize it properly. That is one thing. So, if we actually follow Matamcha Vasudevasya, and if we want to stop the upadrava, the disturbances of this material world, as Arjuna is following under the instruction of Krishna, he is doing everything under the instruction of Krishna, but he is doing political, he is counteracting with this Brahmastra, another Brahmastra. As a military man, he is doing his duty, but he is doing everything under the instruction of Krishna. And that is what? That is truth. Don't do anything thinking yourself as independent. You cannot be independent. If you don't accept Matancha Vasudevasya, then by the ear you will be pulled by the Maya to do something, you will be obliged to do something. You are not independent. As soon as we forget this principle, we become fool enough to consider as independent, I am as good as I am God. That is Askanda. That is Askanda. Soham, that does not mean that I am as good as I am God. No. I cannot be God because I am under the obligation of the laws of nature. Prakite kriyamanani dunai karmani sarvas ahankara vimulatma kattaham iti mallate. You cannot be independent. You are not independent. If you falsely think that you are as good as God, you are independent. That is ahankara vimura. Ahankara vimuratma. So, following the Mahajan, the principles, as Arjuna is doing, we must follow the instruction of Krishna, that is fully explained in the Bhagavad Gita, and surrender unto Him, and then our life will be successful. There will be no disturbances. Otherwise, if you declare independence, that is troublesome. It will create simply trouble. Daividhi sagunamai mamo maya durattaya. That is maya. To think oneself independent is maya. We are not independent. We are completely under the control. So long we declare independence, we suffer. And if we remain fully dependent on the will of Krishna Vasudeva, then we are happy. Thank you.